This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale has launched a new series of lectures focused on understanding our new world. The first guest was Pulitzer Prize-winning historian David Kennedy of Stanford University. He spoke with the Institute's John Shaw about his observations of the COVID-19 pandemic, beginning with a weeks-long visit with students in China last fall.
So over the course of the several weeks this happens, it's 100-plus students. And it dawned on me, like a switch went on, that I was having a conversation with a group of young people who loved their country and were extremely proud of their country and were extremely aware of how much their country had achieved in the last generation or two, and the contrasting life circumstances and life opportunities between their generation and their parents and grandparents. They were just sensitive to that and very, very proud of it. And the depressing thought then followed in my mind that it's been a long time since I had a conversation with a group of American university students who expressed that kind of affection for their country, pride in their country, commitment to being part of their country's future, which all these young people in China, they're eager to get into the game and be part of improving their society's life. I use the word advisedly, it was inspirational. But it was also depressing to think that that kind of sentiment is decreasingly present amongst American students, at least in my experience.
Well, I mean, that's maybe a wonderful way to kind of begin our conversation because, you're a student of American studies. I think that was your academic discipline. You've been a historian, a teacher, a documentarian. Give us your perspective. I mean, as someone who's, is sitting on Stanford's campus, the heart of Silicon Valley, one of the most dynamic communities in the world, what is going through your head as you look at the unfolding crisis in this country, as you see it on TV, you read, you talk to people, 30,000 feet, what's going on in American life right now?
Well, the short answer, not altogether cynical answer, is not much because we're on lockdown. In this particular area here in Northern California, we went on lockdown or shelter in place earlier than most other regions or subregions. And I have to say, at least in the kind of social circles that I live in and move in, this is much more nuisance than hardship right here. Now, I know that's not true for everybody in the country by any means. And the longer this goes on, the deeper and more damaging the economic impact is going to be. But here it's springtime and there's no traffic in the roads, and I'm a bicyclist and there's no cars to worry about on the roads, essentially. But nationally, it's a much different picture. And I do think that the time is the factor here that we really need to focus on. The longer we stay in this kind of state of economic paralysis, the deeper the damage will be and the more difficult it will be to recover. That's just about a truism, I suppose. But it's understandable to me why so many people are eager to get the economy going again, even at the risk of spiking the infection rate, maybe even the mortality rates. I'm not advising doing that, believe me, but I understand where that sentiment is coming from.
I mean, some have written that this is the most serious challenge, crisis the U.S. has faced since World War II, almost 80 years. Does that strike you as roughly right, or is that hyperbolic?
Well, I'd say it's roughly right, and just at the grossest level, that this is a crisis that has afflicted the entire country from coast to coast, border to border, and the entire world for that matter. So in that sense, it's more like the Great Depression than any other recent historical event. And it's happened in real time and at a velocity that is just about unprecedented. The speed with which this people came face to face with this crisis over a matter of weeks or even days in this country, I think really has very little precedent. For example, though we entered World War II in 1941, we really didn't do any major fighting in the European theater for almost 2 or 3 years after that. And the Great Depression hits, conventionally we think of it as beginning in 1929, but it took years to roll out fully. It took about 3 years to get to the unemployment rate of 25% in early 1932. we got to 20% unemployment in a matter of 3 or 4 weeks here. So the speed factor here is something that I think is unprecedented.
David Kennedy was the first in a series of lecturers to talk with Paul Simon Public Policy Institute Director John Shaw. You can watch their entire conversation at WSIUnews.org and find information about upcoming events at paulsimoninstitute.siu.edu. I'm Jennifer Fuller.